This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. We are going to talk about three films in less than 4 minutes. Film number one, Rock in the Red Zone.
It's both music and Israel. It brings together a kind of state of life crisis in a small Israeli town called Sderot, which some people may have heard of because it sits just over a half mile from the Gaza border, and it's been the object of thousands of rocket attacks from there. So life is very much colored by that, against which background an intensive music-making scene has arisen, kind of a response to, you know, the conditions of threat and trauma that exist there. So it's a very interesting kind of dual scene going on. There's risk to life and limb, and there's also this creative artistic ferment happening. And it has a happy ending. I won't tell you what it is, but it has a very nice ending you'll enjoy.
Film number two, Mose.
Mose is a Dutch film focused on a young woman who is taking care of her father after the loss of his wife, her mother, and trying to get a career started at the same time.
And her family is not really behind her about her aspirations to be in the theater world.
More concerned about her lack of talent.
Yeah, she flunks her first audition. So there's an issue of capability here as well as the nature of the ambition itself.
The trailer of that looks very, very funny.
It's a few laughs, yes.
Film number three, The People versus Fritz Bauer. Fritz Bauer, what an interesting man.
Yeah, it's a heavy duty, very German drama, but it's after all about inner German events. And Fritz Bauer had been in a concentration camp, but only for a short time, and he spent the war in exile. And later, as a prosecutor, he attempted to prosecute Nazis. And the reason for the title, which is actually the German, is Der Staat gegen Fritz Bauer, which means what we call here the people, as in the judicial process of the state against. He's effectively opposing the national establishment. Many former Nazis are in government positions, and he's being stonewalled. There's no support, really, for what he's trying to do. But the untold story that's only recently, more recently come to light, is he was instrumental in the capturing of Eichmann in Argentina. So it's a very, very intriguing and ultimately very dramatic story.
He also was gay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In an era when homosexuality was still seriously punishable in Germany, they still had the Nazi era rules on the books concerning homosexuality. So that was serious imprisonment if it came out. And that was one of the reasons he was at risk, because he could have been exposed in that, among other problems involved in the investigation. But they did capture Eichmann, which actually was kind of epochal that they did it, given where he was, given the seriousness of his crimes, given the irony of his being tried and convicted in Israel. Is actually still a major event. And the testimony that came forth is still hard to believe, what you hear.
And then after each film, desserts?
Ooh. There's always a dessert reception, which is very nice, because it then gives people a chance to discuss the films or just visit. A nice conclusion, yeah.
That's not typical after films, that opportunity to get together and schmooze. And it's something special we offer.
It's typical at the Jewish Film Festival.
It is.
A little nosh.
Always enough for everybody. You can even get seconds.
That was Mimi Kessler and Barry Solwin from the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival, and they told us about three films plus dessert in less than 4 minutes. Rock in the Red Zone kicks it all off tomorrow night at Thalian Hall at 7 o'clock.